Although much of the astronomical world's attention this month is focused on the anniversary of the moon landing, a major new discovery was recently announced. In 2017, our solar system received what's believed to be the first recorded visitor from another star. A cigar-shaped object came zooming into our celestial neighborhood from deep space at almost 200,000 miles an hour. The object, named Oumuamua, or visitor from afar in Hawaiian, left our solar system even faster than it arrived, generating theories that it was some sort of alien probe. But an international team of astronomers studying Oumuamua has determined that it was, in fact, a natural object. Karen Meach is an astronomer at the University of Hawaii. She was on the team that studied Oumuamua and shared its findings with HBR's Ryan Finnerty.
Anything on an orbit that's like this, it's passing through the solar system on a very elliptical or very elongated orbit. And when it's closest to the sun, it's moving really fast. It actually passed inside the orbit of Mercury at its perihelion, which is the closest to the sun. And so when it was discovered, it was outbound, and it had actually just made its closest approach to Earth on October 14th, a few days before its discovery. And at that point, it was very close to Earth. It was only 63 times the Earth-Moon distance. So, you know, had it been on a collision course, we wouldn't have known it until it hit. So this thing was moving super fast, and practically speaking, we had only about a week where we could easily get observations of the object.
How does something this small, moving this fast, even get picked up in the first place?
You know, a lot of people said, was it just incredibly lucky? But in fact, it's only been recently that we'd have the ability to see something like this. Basically, what you need is a large telescope, because if it's small, it's really faint. And if it's moving fast, that spreads out the light, and so it looks even fainter. Plus, because it's moving fast, you really have to be looking everywhere all the time. And it's only been in the last decade or so that there's been a large number of surveys that are purposefully scanning the sky to look for exactly this type of object, namely a fast mover that's faint. And the reason they're doing that is in case something is coming towards Earth that could potentially hit the Earth, that this is a survey for near-Earth protection against these objects.
And there were a couple aspects of Oumuamua that gained a lot of public attention. One was the trajectory seeming to originate from outside of our solar system, but the shape of the object also seemed atypical. Is that right?
Yes. We get estimates of size of object by looking at how bright it is, because the brightness depends on its size as well as how reflective it is. And when we were watching this for long periods of time, you could see that the brightness was changing. It was going up and down. And if you imagine some object that's not spherical, an oblong object, when it's presenting its largest side towards you, it's reflecting the most light. And then when it rotates and presents the small side to you, it gets fainter. Now, this object was brightening and dimming by a factor of 10. This was highly unusual. We only have a handful of objects in our solar system that have an elongation this long.
And so because of these peculiarities, there were a lot of pretty off-the-wall theories about what it might have been after it did pass through our solar system and then exited the solar system pretty quickly. Could you run through what a few of those were?
Well, right at the beginning, everybody, all the scientific community, thought that this was most likely a remnant from the process of building planets, but from another solar system. Because as the planets assemble, there's a lot of what we call planetesimals, but they're, you know, kilometer scale or smaller objects that will become the planets. And not all of them get incorporated into planets, and some of them get ejected during the birth process of a solar system. So that's what most people thought this was. But again, the shape was unusual, and it's hard to explain how something gets that elongated, because when things collide, they tend to break apart and they become shorter. They don't have such an extreme axis ratio. Its color looked very much like we see objects in the solar system, quite reddish. So it looked, for all purposes, like a comet, although it had no tail. The thing that was particularly exciting to our team was when we discovered that its trajectory was changing. In other words, this object was accelerating as it was leaving the solar system. And this is something we typically see with comets when they outgas, when the gases come off of the surface, it's not always uniform, and then acts like a little rocket engine. But of course, what was exciting was we did not see any gases coming off of this object. And in fairness, we didn't have sensitive enough observations during that 1 week to actually detect much gas.
And that was what gave rise to this idea that it was extraterrestrial in origin, that it was a probe or some sort of non-natural object.
Yeah, there was one paper that was put out that reiterated what we had done with this acceleration, and they too came to the conclusion that, well, one explanation for an acceleration could be that it's super lightweight material, and in fact, sunlight can exert a pressure on things, much like a sailboat blows in the wind. If there were some object that was very low density, very lightweight material that was a thin sheet, sunlight could push on that, much like a sail, and give it an acceleration. And we had noted that in our Nature paper, but said that is a non-feasible explanation because we don't know of natural materials that could do that that are relevant to the solar system. And if you're going to go to exotic explanations, you have to rule out all other explanations and a natural one fit. And the other reason we didn't like the solar sail idea is that we saw a light curve. You know, it got brighter, got dimmer, got brighter, and got dimmer, which means whatever it is rotating. And a solar sail would not do that. So that one was just utterly rejected by our team. And the people that are putting forward the solar sail hypothesis seem to skip over some of these facts.
And so what did your team conclude? I know you decided that it was of natural origins. What's your best guess as to what it was?
I still think it's a comet, behaving like a comet. And we have good explanations for why we didn't see any dust or gas. Many comets are known nowadays to not spit off tiny little dust. We would have seen really small dust. But if there were bigger things coming off the surface, we did not make sensitive enough observations to see that. And so that's could be an explanation why we didn't see any dust. Some teams looked for gas, but their gas measurements were not particularly sensitive. So in my opinion, we just didn't have enough time to observe this thoroughly to see if it really was a comet. But I think the only explanation that fits with the observations is that it's behaving like a comet.
How do you think as we get better at astronomy, there are going to just be more of these difficult to explain discoveries and that this kind of this alien hypothesis will keep coming up?
Well, you know, everybody is always excited about the prospect of life elsewhere. And as an astrobiologist, I certainly believe that it's very likely there's life elsewhere as you look at the processes and steps that it takes for life to form and the vast possibility of environments that could host life. But if you're looking into science, and I think that's what the harm is with some of these reports, is that in science, you have to be very careful to follow a scientific process. And if you're going to make extraordinary claims, as Carl Sagan said, you better have extraordinary proof. And if, you know, the proper way to go through it is to go through all natural explanations, and then you can start to pursue the more exotic ones. And, you know, it need not be that you have to go to aliens as an explanation. You may have some new physics that you discover or some new process that's equally exciting. I must say that our team joked around a few times, you know, wondering about this because it's fun to do so. It's human nature. But I think it's very good to treat this in a responsible way scientifically.
All right, we'll have to leave it at that. Karen Meach, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Karen Meach is an astronomer at the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy. She was part of the team that studied Oumuamua, the first known object from another star to visit our solar system. We'll be talking all things space, and tomorrow we'll have a call-in show in a nod to the anniversary of the Apollo moon landing.